You're listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm David Brancaccio. The current banking mess is likely to percolate out from banks directly affected and into many of our personal finances. It could make many banks pickier when deciding who gets loans, Marketplace's Samantha Fields reports.
At the risk of stating or even understating the obvious, the world of banking and finance is dynamic right now. That's a word Mark Hamrick, senior economic analyst at Bankrate, is using a lot these days, along with volatile and uncertain. And he says that presents risks for consumers, namely,
that it's going to be increasingly challenging for some borrowers to get access to credit. And where they do get access to that credit, it's going to be potentially more expensive.
Because banks and other financial institutions are going to be looking for ways to manage their risk, partly by holding on to more of their money.
In an environment where the risks of a recession in the near term are seen to have risen,
people with good credit scores probably don't have too much to worry about.
The people who will be crowded out by that kind of tightening of credit standards are people with sort of more marginal credit scores and people who have had trouble with debt in the past, people with low or erratic incomes.
Josh Bivens, chief economist at the Economic Policy Institute, says this isn't happening yet, but
I think bank lending standards are going to get noticeably tighter in the next couple of weeks and months.
Unless this whole dynamic situation resolves quickly and banks and consumers feel more confident and stable again. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.
That's all for today's Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.